Hi.
Sorry, that wasn't me.
That's okay. That was getting picked up something.
Yeah, but usually it, like, times out after an hour and then they have to do a new recording.
Right. Bottom line is it is a partnership between your marketing company and, I mean, you guys do all the SEO, but the customer, you can't do anything without information from a customer who's going to be involved. And that's where customers really fail or drop the ball, because they're not involved in it. They're not expressing how they want to be marketed. And then they lose those leads because they're not getting the quality leads that they need for that business. And that's where we're at.
Yes,
right?
And no. Like, I have some guys that are like 80 and they're just like not computer savvy at all, but we do make it work for them, because it's like, if they're not going to get paid each month from the service, then obviously they're going to end up canceling our services.
Right,
you know?
But even
and
those
guys,
they
have a manager that hosts it and like can see.
But even with those guys, you know them well enough.
Yeah.
You've gotten enough information from them that they don't have to do anything digitally. Why? Because you've expressed to them what they want. Now, I'm sure if ever their leads that they were receiving weren't matching what they were putting out there, then they would have to revisit that. That's right now where I'm at is this, that this whole situation is delay, delay, delay. And it's just a matter of a few days. And if we make an appointment, like in the beginning, I believe that it is, yes, give 30 to 45 days to see the lead difference, to see the leads coming in, absolutely. However, within the first 30 to 45 days, the partnership between myself and you is got to be huge, because we are putting everything together.
Yeah.
All those ads are going across, and we might not see the benefit of them for a month. That's correct, and I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're building everything in those 30 to 45 days.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I was like, I was trying to kind of mend it, and I get it. It's like, hey, I don't want to deal with those people. But my logic was also like, hey, maybe there's something that we could amend here and actually like get the end result. Because the end result at the end of the day, it's not about that person that pissed you off. It's about your business being on the first page in front of people who are looking for what you guys do.
Right.
At the end of the day.
And it's not even.
And so I was like, hey, if I can move these people around, is there something I can do to make it better? That was kind of my approach to it. And I think that's why they were like, okay, let's have John, like, you know, let's have him get back on the line and talk to her. And see what's going on, you know.
Yeah.
But I get it.
Yeah.
They dropped the ball to where it's like, it's beyond repair already, you know?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. But if you may have made changes, we're here. I mean.
We're on it. 100%. And I don't want you to have, you know, lose sight of that end goal. You are Ronnie. Like, at the end of the day, I still believe your business should aspire to get there. Because at the, like, don't make Google wear a black eye for these guys. Like,
No.
Yeah. Like, that's all.
No, no. And I'm not going to, but I'm also not out pursuing that right this second. It's not something I'm actively looking for. It was something that I felt like would be a great thing, and I still do. But I'm not somebody who's going to jump on another company either. So,
yeah.
You know,
well,
like I said, I've been giving the one guy the benefit of the doubt for months, and they delivered on my logo. They delivered on a bunch of stuff. It's just taken forever for the website. But I haven't given up on them either. So,
yeah. No, I see that too, because it's still active. I'm like, wow, she still didn't shut that down yet, you know?
No. I haven't.
Hey, hold on. Let's see what happens first. That's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're smart.
Yeah.
You're a very smart person.
And I don't recall if you remember, but you recommended don't let them go just yet.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a dumb person either.
No.
I go, hold on. You know, you don't just cancel something and see, you know, it does. You know,
right.
You don't just burn a bridge because this or that. I think I'm going to, you know, burn this bridge. It could be my wife because this other girl winked at me at the gym. I don't think so.
Yeah. Definitely not.
That's not how it works.
No.
Like, I don't think so.
Your wife's the best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Your wife's the best friend, and your kids are an example of that. So.
Yeah. No, I go, you know? I remember when we got married, I was thinking, this is going to be the last face I see when I die. And then I got all frustrated in the middle. I got all pissed off. I said, I hate you. And then I'm back to it. Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. You don't give up. You just go, okay, let's find our happy place. Let's reconcile our differences and get back on path, you know?
That's right. I mean, my husband and I will fight. We'll argue. I'll see things one way. He sees things another way. But I always win. Ha ha. No, just kidding.
Well, that's why I got on the line, is because I wanted to try and reconcile the differences and see if we can get us back on path. But I understand this bridge is just like, I get it. So I'm going to try to work some things out.
I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you right now why it is irreconcilable, okay? Just right now. And not that it's going to be that way forever. That way you can work to fix it.
We're
going to
follow up with you if another, like, if we have another opening. I mean, I know they're going to... Yes. A lot of times they say, hey, when you refund somebody, like, okay, like, don't reactivate those accounts. But I'm going to put it in the queue to, like, revisit if we have it open up again within, like, a month or two, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's not because, and right now, it was just everything delay, kept pushing everything off, the lack of communication when it came to posting stuff and putting stuff out there. That is why. Now, if that all changes, then you can contact us back and say, hey, you know what? These are the changes we made. This is what's available. Let's go from there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, that's why. They dropped the ball, and I'm sorry, John, they did. They dropped it bad. And it's not like I didn't call again and try to give each of them a chance to respond. It just kept going, here's another 2 days, and here's another 2 days. And then I'm seeing everything that's posted, and it's not who we are, and that's not what I want. And two Google profiles, and no.
You're right. That's. I don't know why they even. I even put in the notes. Like, it's just frustrating. I'm having the same frustration you're having because I'm telling them, and it's just like not getting through their skull. And I'm like, okay, do I need to just go down here and strangle somebody? But.
Probably.
I'm going to keep my cool. Yeah. I already gave it to the CEO and the powers above me. So I'm like, look, you guys deal with it. Because if I deal with it, it's going to be ugly because you're making me look bad. Like, I spoke to these people. I gave them my word. And now I'm just not even going to deal with them.
Well, and here's the thing, though, is, and I'll look at, I'm going to tell you to look at it from another perspective, because they're not making you look bad. They are making themselves look bad because you made a promise to the company.
Yeah, but that's
customer.
Me too. Like, I feel bad even getting you guys into it in the first place because, you know, and that can't keep happening. You know, that can't keep happening. That's what I do on a daily basis is put the faith in our company and put the faith in Google Ads and get these business owners up and running so that they can grow their business, and then they're running into this crap, you know? So it's like, how am I supposed to even do my job effectively if I have in the back of my head that I'm going to pass off to you jacks that are, you know, dropping the ball. So
something definitely got to get fixed.
Yeah, it's got to get fixed. Otherwise, it's like, how am I supposed to have conviction and faith in it? And you guys are down there. So I did send it upstairs, though. I mean, and then I've also sent messages downstairs. Let the CEO take care of it if he's going to move those pieces around. And then we'll revisit the conversation with you the next time we have a spot opening. Just look out for the cancellation refund as of right now. They'll send you the confirmation of that. And then, like I said, however long it takes Citibank to reimburse you. But enjoy the cheer. You know, have fun in Dallas. Okay? Don't stress yourself out. Get yourself taken care of. Meditate.
Have fun.
Woosa.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right, Rebecca. All right.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.